it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
If that Ringling National Convention is anything like it was yesterday, I'm on my way to Cleveland. Sybil, how you pronounce her name? Melania?
You got it.
Melania Trump raised the bar. She's the only thing people are talking about.
Right.
They calling it speech aid. You hear what they calling on social media? Becky with the borrowed speech. Did y'all hear that? Hey, y'all, even Cousin Nardo was offended. Uh-oh. Cousin Otto said Caitlyn Jenner stole First Lady's speech and Trump followers didn't know the difference. Cousin Otto said Caitlyn Jenner can't fool him. He heard that speech before ya. I gotta take him to get a new flip phone today. Apparently, he threw it at the TV, so and normally flip phones don't break, but if you throw it at a Xena floor model, that's a whole nother story. I wonder who's on the bill today, y'all. Sarah Palin? Elvis? Hey, y'all, congratulations to Omarosa. Did y'all hear the news?
Yeah.
Donald Trump named Omarosa Director of African American Outreach.
Yes.
Translation, that's my black friend. That's my black friend. Now, Sybil, I don't know exactly what the Director of African American Outreach is, but I'm guessing it's like Pearl from 227. She know everything that's going on in the neighborhood, y'all. It's a good thing being Donald Trump's only black friend, ain't it? Omarosa hung in there with Trump, and she got rewarded. I guess Rachel Dolezal would have got the position had it not been for those meddling kids.
Wow.
She would have got away with it, Sybil. Sarah Palin was up for the position. Did y'all hear that?
What?
For the Director of African American Outreach, you know, with all her past experience from reaching out to Glenn Rice back in the daytime.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Selin gave Beverly love to Rice. On another note, is it me or does it look like Chris Christie done got fat again, y'all? It looked like he done put on 60 pounds since Trump picked another VP. Sybil, he's relapsed. He's boo-hooing at the buffet. He's going ham at Golden Corral. He need to ask that doctor for his money back. So he must have got a lap band extender, Sybil. I ain't afraid of no toes. You know it's serious when you get a tattoo of the Cheesecake Factory menu on your arm.
Golly.